NSS Life, where Mosey matters. Did you hear that commercial, Donnie?
Yeah, it's a new twist.
We're venturing away from Christmas carols and other classic songs to go to commercials now.
I think we should. Commercial jingles. He fits in a lot of those, doesn't he?
You can fit Malzy in really anywhere you want.
It's a very catchy phrase. I think that's my legacy with Malzy, is that I gave him his everlasting nickname. Do you agree with that?
Very good.
I thought so. Let's bring on Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And also, Ray is brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers. 7 locations in the Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury case personally. LGKG.com. Ray, this was quite a week for you. You can also see Ray at 937thefan.com. Look at him right there, Donnie. Huh?
He looks fantastic.
Do you think you could push him off the line of scrimmage? You were a center. He was a defensive lineman. Who wins that battle?
In our primes?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Ray's kicking my ass.
Ray, you agree with that?
I like to be confident in my abilities, but I think in our primes, Ray has me beat.
Well, Joe, you got it wrong. I was an offensive guard, so we would have been scooping up to the linebacker.
That would have been a good tandem right there, Ray.
Yeah, that's what we would have been doing.
That's gigantic. All right, Ray. I know you don't never want to be part of the story, but all of a sudden, there you were in the spotlight. You asked an innocent question on the Minka play last week and whether such plays should be subject to video review. And this is what went down.
In regards to Minka's block, why has the competition committee been resistant to maybe opening that up to replay review?
I don't know that the committee has, and as a member of the committee, I can confirm that we haven't been resistant. I don't know where you get that bit of information from.
Well, I mean, replay review overall. I know a couple years ago you had the pass interference that could be reviewed. That was a one-year experiment, but it just seems like overall.
So you just took a little attitude in terms of that question?
What I heard was, see, you just took a little attitude in terms of that question, good-naturedly. So the controversy, Ray, became, did Tomlin say attitude or latitude? You said latitude. Other people said attitude. The transcript, the Steelers' official transcript, said attitude. And then, lo and behold, Brian Batko in the locker room on Wednesday sees Tomlin and asks him, was it latitude or attitude? And Tomlin said latitude, which I think, Donnie, puts this to rest. I was fascinated with this all week, weren't you?
A little bit. I remember how excited you were after your show ended on Tuesday.
Right. Ray, are we
satisfied? Great debate.
Are we satisfied that the word was latitude, or were you, in fact, copping a little attitude?
No, originally I thought he said attitude, but after Batko did all the forensics on it, he kind of explained that Tomlin said little before latitude. And little latitude kind of became jumbled when it came out of his mouth. So,
okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I guess we can put that to rest. However, the topic remains, and it remains.
How about last night?
It remains from last night, Ray.
Yeah. Look,
50 years, 50 years after Mike Renfro was supposed to make it so egregious calls, at the very least, the egregious calls would be corrected. We have scoring plays where all of America's watching, seeing officials get it wrong, and they apparently have no mechanism to get it right. Minka's play was legal, clearly. But even more obvious, last night, on a scoring play, a safety, the Rams defender ripped Sam Darnold's face mask, an obvious face mask, and there's no mechanism to take 2 points off the board and allow Minnesota a chance to tie that game. Tell us about this, Ray. Why are we still in this state 50 years later?
I mean, Joe, I don't want to belabor the point, but I mean, my original point of the question, 50 years, you have been resistant. The NFL, the competition committee, however you want to frame it, the league has been resistant to adding this technology over the years. I mean, after Mike kind of got off his soapbox there, he gave me a satisfactory answer. You know, everyone heard it, but it's not the answer that fans want to hear. It wasn't the answer the Steelers fans wanted to hear last week, and it's certainly not the answer that Minnesota Vikings fans want to hear today. So I don't know why. I mean, you know, it was interesting this morning. Albert Breer had a tweet where he said the LA Rams for the past 3 years have put something up before the owners in the competition committee where you can review face masks, you can review roughing the passer, and you can review one other call by officials. And for the past 3 years, the competition committee or the league's owners, I don't know which, has said no.
Why?
So there you go.
Why? Why do they say no? That they fear too many delays in the game? Or what do you think the reason is that we watch a scoring play, 30 million Americans, we all see it, and the guys on the field don't, and we have no mechanism by which to take those points off the board?
Well, what Mike said, and you know, Mike's been on the committee for years and years now, he basically said they want to approach with caution, and he also used the words, we don't want any unintended consequences that might come with added replay review. Now, you could read into that however you want. Maybe somebody will ask a follow-up next week. Dare I do it? I don't know. But, I mean, maybe somebody can get to the bottom of exactly what they're worried about. But, Joe, your original thought, maybe they don't want to make these 3.5-hour games. They want to stick with 3 hours, stay in that window for TV. That's probably a big part of it, too. And remember, coaches are on this committee, but ultimately, in the end, I think they're doing what the owners want. They're listening to the owners, and, you know, maybe that's part of it as well.
Ray, getting into the game itself, the Giants don't have many players to boast about, but one of them is Dexter Lawrence. I think he will be a big test on the interior of the Steelers' offensive line. To fit a Halloween pun in there, this guy has been a hellraiser across the league. If he was on a better team, Ray, I think he'd be the defensive player of the year runaway. He's a nose tackle with 9 sacks in 7 games. How much have you looked into him, and what kind of test will that be for Ryan McCollum, who I thought had a pretty good game last week against the Jets?
Yeah, I mean, he's really good. Mike Tomlin always likes to go back and tell draft stories. He talked about when he went to Clemson a few years ago, he had Lawrence and Christian Wilkins out for dinner. And he said they were both sitting on this love seat. Wilkins looked like a small dude compared to Dexter Lawrence. So you're right. They don't have a lot of good players, but this guy is certainly one of them. This will be Ryan McCollum's second start for Zach Frazier. You could expect a lot of double teams, both in the running game and in pass pro. So they're going to want to make sure they have that shored up. You know, just kind of run away from him if you can, I would expect. You know, a lot of zone stuff, moving, that sort of thing, just so you don't, you know, make that guy a factor in this football game.
You mentioned the run game. So in that same vein, the Giants are the worst team in football against the run. They allow 5.4 yards per carry. We have seen back-to-back 100-yard games from Najee Harris. Do you expect that to be a very nice blend of both worlds Monday night?
Yeah, I mean, that's really what they've wanted their identity to be all season. And I think finally, in the last 2 to 3 weeks, we've kind of seen that come to fruition. And Donnie, I mean, you know how it works. You know, you start completing passes down the field, safeties and linebackers.
Oh, my God. Ray has disappeared from our screen. Ray?
Oh, here I am.
There he is. You can't keep Ray down for long.
Go ahead, man.
I think the added aspect of the passing game is going to be it's going to help the running game too, and I think Najee Harris is going to be a big beneficiary of that. Jaylen Warren, now that he's healthy, will be a big part of that. And you know, we'll see what happens with Cordarrelle Patterson too. He's been practicing a little this week. I don't know if they're going to give him maybe one more week with a bye week to finally get completely healthy, but there's a chance he could be back in the mix as well. And he was really good before his injury.
Ray Fittipaldo, you can read his stuff at postgazette.com. So the Cooper Kupp thing, Sean McVay after the game last night sort of shot that down, or at least tried to. He said teams reached out, teams have called about him, and we let him know what the dialogue was about. But there's a lot of stuff out there where there's not a lot of accountability to the reports. He said, I'm really glad to have Cooper Kupp back with us, and that's what I expect to stay. I don't know what that means. Stay the way it is, he said. So he says these things aren't true. that Cooper Kupp is actually on the trade block. I don't know, Ray, if he's not, first of all, would you have interest in him and what would you give up? And if he's not, then who? Then who will the Steelers go after?
I mean, they're what, 3-4 now? They're still very much in the playoff run. They got Matt Stafford. They're finally getting healthy. Nakua came back. I mean, I believe what McVay said. I mean, I'm sure the Steelers and other teams were calling, and I'm sure maybe they would have had more conversations had the Rams lost last night. But, you know, last night's result kind of changes everything, I think. So we could probably put Cooper Kupp to rest. I don't know. If you want Mike Williams, I'm sure he could be had for almost nothing if you want him. You know, there's not much left on his salary either. So, you know, the Steelers could fit that under the cap. But, I mean, other than that, guys, I don't know who's left. I mean, Hopkins got scooped up this week. And there just aren't many good players who are still available. So if you want to go down that road, I guess the most likely scenario would be Mike Williams. But I'm not even sure how much that guy can help you at this point.
Where do you come down on a Darius Slayton that they will see on Monday night, or maybe an Adam Thielen, who I know is coming off an injury, but the dude was a 1,000-yard receiver last year in the worst offense in football?
Yeah, I mean, Thielen would be like a poor man's Cooper Kupp. I mean, really, really good receiver a few years ago when he was in his prime, but he's not in his prime anymore. So, again, you know, what do you give the Panthers, a 6th or a 7th? Probably in the same vein that you would acquire Mike Williams. So that's probably the price tag for him. Who's the first guy you mentioned? Oh, Slayton.
Darius Slayton.
Yeah, I mean, Darius Slayton, he's a good player. Is he a true number two? I don't know. I mean, he's a number two for the Giants, but is he a guy going to be a guy who can really improve your offense? I don't know. I'd probably view him more like a 3. Probably be the Steelers' second best receiver. I'm not going to argue that, but I just don't know what I would give up to get him. I suppose I'd probably give up maybe a 5th for him, but I wouldn't go much higher than that.
Donnie, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
You may.
Ray, are you prepared for this?
Always prepared, Joe.
Christian Kirk hold any interest for you? Captain Kirk, they call him.
I don't know. There's some money on that contract. That's not appetizing to me, but if they could work something out, he's probably better than Slayton.
Adam Thielen?
Well, we just talked about that. Yeah, for the right price, I would go for Adam Thielen, but again, I think his best years are behind him.
I may have been distracted at that point.
You may have been daydreaming.
I might have been. Jaylen Warren, more touches this week? More of a split? Or do you ride Najee while he's hot here?
Well, we had pretty much an even split last week, just not with the touches. I think it'll be the same. He's in there for pass pro, so Najee's probably going to get more carries, but the snaps will be pretty even.
Mount Washington becoming a viable receiver, Ray?
In certain situations, I don't think he's going to turn into Rob Gronkowski, but they could use him like they used him last week.
Russell Wilson has a better performance, roughly equal or worse, against the New York Giants?
Roughly equal.
The first player you think of when I say New York Giants from all their history is who?
Lawrence Taylor.
Same for you, Donnie?
It should be LT, but honestly, two of the other ones, probably due to my age, were Strahan and Tiki Barber.
For me, when I said the question out loud, and I can't help what pops into my mind, I can only say what came into my mind, was Eli Manning. Is he a first ballot Hall of Famer? Ron. I just called Ron. You Ron.
You can't make the club in the tub, bub.
Come on, Limits. Come on, Limits. No more. Is Eli Manning a first ballot Hall of Famer, Donnie and Ray?
I don't think I'd go first ballot. He's going to get in. I mean, the name helps him out. Let's not act like that's not a factor. He's a Manning. He compiled some really good numbers. He had two great Super Bowl runs, and in doing so both times, he beat maybe the greatest coach-quarterback combination in league history. I think that's a nice little feather in the cap.
Ray, would you vote for him first ballot?
Well, I mean, it would depend on who's in the class, Joe. That's a big part of it. But I agree with Donnie. He's going to get in. When you beat those Patriots teams twice, and he was a huge part of that, yeah, he's going to get in. But I would have to look at the year he retired. He was a year before Ben, right?
Yeah. See, to me, if you're a first ballot Hall of Famer, it shouldn't matter who else is on there. You either are or you aren't.
So I would say no, but it might happen. You know,
if either of you had a choice and keep the answers short between Ben's career and Eli's career, who would you take, Donnie?
I would take Ben's.
Ray?
Ben.
If either of you had a choice between Aaron Rodgers' career, 4 MVPs but only 1 Super Bowl, and Ben's, who would you take? Donnie, you said Rodgers last week to this question. Ray?
Well, I mean, got to be Ben if you're talking about championships, right? Even number of Super Bowls. Ben played in 3. Aaron just played in 1.
But if it was up to you, Ray, if this was your career, would you rather have those nice 4 MVPs and a Super Bowl, or the 2 Super Bowls and no MVPs?
No, I'd rather have the 2 Super Bowls.
He's always been a team guy, and he always will be, Donnie. Grade Broderick Jones so far.
C.
Grade Daniel Jones so far.
He's like a D, isn't he?
Grade Jarvis Jones, if you would.
D minus.
Who is the greatest Jones in sports history, Donnie or Ray? Too Tall Jones?
How about Deacon Jones?
Deacon Jones. Can you top that, Ray?
How about Bobby Jones from the 80 76ers?
Wow. The greatest six-man in history.
That's just the name that popped into my mind.
Yeah, no, I respect that. Julio Jones would be one. I think Deacon wins the prize here, Donnie. That was a
lot. KC Jones from the 84 Celtics.
He's in the basketball.
Oh, that got Joe's glasses off.
Yeah, KC Jones as a player and a coach.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Those Celtics teams were my favorite.
How about the song Mr. Jones by the Counting Crows? Do you like that one?
Do they have another song other than, oh yeah, Mr. Jones? Like that's
it. Yeah, they had one that was, I think it's Round Here.
Yeah, how about Tom Jones? Who's the most famous Jones, regardless of sports or not? It's got to be Tom, right? Tom Jones?
How about Johnny Lamb Jones?
From the Jets. Have you ever heard of him, Donnie?
No.
Lamb Jones? He used to play against the Bills twice a year, as I recall. Is Minka going to have a turnover anytime soon?
Yes, he will. Don't worry.
Against Daniel Jones, maybe?
Hey. Pretty good team to do it against.
Thank you, Ray. I have no further questions.
All right. Do we finally put it to rest? Are we going to be talking about this next week?
Yeah, no, I'm never going to mention that again. It got way overdone. I couldn't help it. Backo turns back and asks the head coach in the locker room about it. You guys never talk to him when he's just making his rounds, do you?
He comes in for small talk. Yeah, but nothing. No questions like that, though.
You didn't get his game prediction.
Yeah, what's your game prediction? Thank you, Donnie.
Let's go Steelers 31, Giants 16.
Thank you, Ray. I have no further questions. Donnie, do you?
I'm good.
It's a Football Friday with Donnie Football. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Thanks, Ray.
Wonderful man, isn't he, Donnie?
The best. Every single week I say that. Man, and I forgot that he was offensive line, not defensive.
Yeah, you two could have done
great things
together.
That would have been a nice little combo, center guard.
I'll say it would have been. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And don't forget that October is Fire Prevention Month. The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms monthly. All right, Donnie. An entire nation awaits for the second installment of the numbers game. I've got an unbelievable one regarding Daniel Jones. Would you care to tease to any of the numbers that you're going to put forth here as we go back and forth?
I had a couple on Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
I
have one on his running ability that I think you'll be very interested in.
I was thinking.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Thinking more of his primetime performance.
Ooh.